This is City Talk 105.9.
And we say hello to Mickey the Blue and Jay the Red. Morning, boys.
Morning, gents. Morning, morning, lads.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Mickey, we'll start with you because Everton are playing tomorrow, of course, against Aston Villa. Everton came from behind to win 2-1 against Villa at Goodison Park in February. They won both matches last season. Still struggling with injuries after the international break, but it looks as though Seamus Coleman's going to be back, Mickey.
And he's much needed. You know, it'll be really nice to have Seamus back because obviously the option that he gives us down that right-hand side, you know, we've really been missing it. You know, obviously that's Everton's sort of threats really do come from down the flanks with both their full-backs bombing on. And we've really, really missed Seamus. You know, Tony Ibbett's come in and done a sterling job. And obviously the young lad, Tyus Browning as well, has been coming on and been getting a little bit of a cameo performance. But yeah, it's really nice to have Seamus back. And obviously, you know, he's free scoring right back as well, which there's not many of them around.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a spy in the camp. At my local pub in West Derby, one of the lads that drinks in there is a physio at Finch Farm, so he keeps me informed and says that Seamus was probably ready before the international break, to be fair. He could have probably played against Man United, but of course if he'd have done that, he'd have got the international call-up, and they weren't sure they wanted to risk the injury getting niggled again for the return to Premier League action.
Yeah, you've got to be careful, haven't you, you know, nowadays. And I think with Tony Ibbett doing so well, you know, the lad that comes in, you know, obviously it's against Man United as well, you do want to be sort of tight to the back because we know, you know, the attacking prowess that they do have. So it's, you know, I think Roberto played a bit of a blinder there, you know, obviously keeps him out of the friendly, you know, and, sorry, keeps him out of the international game. And obviously, you know, gives Tony Ibbett the chance to sort of, you know, offer a little bit of experience against United. And hopefully he should be fighting fit for the game against Villa, which is not going to be easy.
Now you've got a decent run coming up and games you should really win. Let's talk to Jay the Red. Jay, QPR Liverpool on Sunday. Two teams that are experiencing ups and downs of their own. Of course, QPR rooted to the bottom of the table after being promoted last season. Loftus Road, it's not going to be the easiest of fixtures, is it?
Well, you know, no game in a Premier League is easy, and obviously an away game as well. They're going to be fighting for their lives because, as you say, the bottom of the league, aren't they? So it's good from our point of view that this international break that we've just had, it's given us time to get, you know, Sturridge back, and it's been crucial, really, for them because, you know, Liverpool haven't scored that many goals this season, and I think we're not having, obviously, Suarez was sold and Sturridge has been injured, so it's affected us a lot, and Balotelli's really struggled on his own, and it's good for them to have a partner now with Sturridge.
Balotelli was dropped for the last game. I mean, do you think, I mean, no goals yet for him in the Premier League at all, only one goal for Liverpool so far. Do you think he'll be brought back in to start alongside Sturridge this weekend?
Yeah, I certainly do. He didn't get called for the Italian squad either, so I think he's had 2 weeks now preparation, and hopefully they've been working on things in training. So, yeah, I think he'll come in, and that's the thing now with Liverpool, because Gerrard retired as well from England duty. He's been at Melwood as well, hasn't he? So they've had 2 weeks now to sort of, like, train together, and I do think we'd be fully prepared for this game.
Talking about Gerrard, he's obviously been playing the deep line midfield position for a while, but he ended the game against West Brom in his old number 10 position and looked comfortable, like the Gerrard of a few years ago. Do you think that's a position he'll start to play more in starting on Sunday?
I think it's a possibility he can be used in that role again, but it's one thing doing it for the last 20 minutes of a game, but can he do it for a full 90 minutes or start in that role? I'm not sure. And the thing with Liverpool, the personnel that we've got, we're actually struggling for a defensive midfielder, really, and the man that we've got that could do it the most is probably Lucas, but his form's been pretty poor for a while now. He's struggled since the last injury he got. So from that point of view, I think from Liverpool in midfield, it's vital we get someone like Joe Allen back, but I think this game might have come a little bit too soon for him, and hopefully he'll be ready for Real Madrid.
OK, Mickey the Blue, rumours in the back pages today about a spat between Martinez and Sylvain Distin. The Blues boss dismissing the rumours after falling out with the Frenchman, saying he simply needed time to be 100%. Any views on that as we go into tomorrow's game?
Yeah, there has been a few rumours around, you know, that he sort of, you know, him and Roberto did have a little bit of a sort of altercation after the Swansea game. It was a bit of a disaster in the cup, and Sylvain didn't have his best game. And, you know, I believe, you know, sort of words were said, a couple of home truths, you know, got put out there. Because obviously, you know, Everton's defence this year has come under a lot of criticism. And for me, it's not sort of, you know, just the defenders. You know, you defend as a team, and sometimes with, you know, what we do gain in our two defenders going forward, sometimes we do lack then, obviously, defensively. And, you know, Sylvain probably took a little bit of stick, and, you know, we know that he's active on Twitter as well, that he doesn't take to it too lightly, and maybe, you know, words were said, but maybe sometimes that's what it needs, Rick, do you know what I mean? Especially when we've been hemorrhaging goals the way our defence has, you know, sometimes it's nice to sort of have a defender that sort of speaks out and, you know, gets all the cards on the table and that, and hopefully now that he'll come back into the side, obviously, because we're going to need him, you know, with young Johnny Stones out for, you know, up to 10 weeks, you know, Sylvain's going to offer that little bit of experience, and as I say, you know, Villa are not going to be no easy team, because they're a nightmare to play against, you know, especially away from home. They hit you on the counter-attack, they're so pacey, and obviously that's where Sylvain comes into the fray, because, you know, he has got pace to burn, the lad, even though he's burning a few candles nowadays, and his better days are probably behind him, he's still got that pace, so we're going to need him, and, you know, we're going to need him for the rest of the season, so, as I say, it's nice to welcome him back into the squad.
Never an easy game in the Premier League, as you just hinted at, but Villa have lost three successive Premier League matches without scoring a single goal after their break from the international duties. This is, like you say, they're going to come out flying, aren't they?
Well, they are. I believe the lad Delph has picked up a bit of an injury, hadn't he, while he was away on international duty, so, you know, that's a bit of a blessing. But they do offer, they've got pace all over the pitch, you know, they're young, you know that they're certainly going to put a shift in with Roy Keane, obviously, behind them, and obviously the manager Lambert, you know that they're going to be, you know, they're going to work really, really hard. I believe, you know, Benteke sort of coming back in, and obviously the lad Bonlevor has got pace to burn, and I think Everton are probably going to be under a little bit of pressure, you know. I think for me, it's important that we get an early goal. We haven't picked up 3 points at home yet this season, and, you know, you've got to be careful that, you know, sort of, you know, the crowd are going to be a little bit edgy, you know, we're expected to win, but certainly, you know, Aston Villa are not going to be no pushover. I say, away from home, the way they're set up for counter-attacking, they've got to be, you know, they've got to be watched, they're going to be really, really dangerous.
Tim Howard had not a dodgy trip, but his international duty involved lots and lots of travelling. He's probably only got back into training for the last couple of days. And he's been a concern for Everton so far this season, hasn't he?
He has, you know, I mean, some of this, Tim Howard he's normally solid, you know, and he has made, you know, quite a few boo-boos that have sort of cost us goals as well. But the thing is that, you know, who have we got as our backup? We've got the lad, you know, Joel, who we come in from Wigan, who, to be fair, has looked very, very nervous when he's come in and he's put a shirt on. So, you know, for me, you know, I think it might be time for, come January, for Roberto to have a look round and maybe dip into the market, you know, for a goalkeeper, because, as I say, Tim Howard still pulls off some outstanding saves, but there's been a lot of games where he's actually cost us goals, and I think again he's struggling for a little bit of confidence, like, you know, like all the defence. But at the moment, as I say, there's not much out there. We're going to have to maybe wait till January, and maybe Roberto's going to sort of have a look around. For me, a great goalkeeper is the lad up at Cardiff who plays for plays for Scotland, the lad Marshall. For me, he'd be a no-brainer. You know, obviously, you know, he's not going to come cheap. But for me, Rick, I think it might be time to put pressure on Tim Howard and hopefully, you know, grab a new goalkeeper, I would say, come January.
Okay, back to the Reds. Jay, defence been a concern all season. It was last year, but we actually had players last year that were fit. Maybe even more so now with the injuries, Lovren, Flanagan, Sacco, Johnson on the sidelines. How much of a worry is it that we're relying on Kolo Touré and his partnership with Skrtel at the back?
Well, I think because I have a few players back, to be honest with you. Glenn Johnson came on against West Brom, and I think he'll be probably going to start the game against QPR on Sunday. Also, Lovren and Sacco, apparently they're back in light training, so whether or not this game on Sunday will come a little bit too soon for them, I'm not sure, but Kolo Touré may well start, and, you know, he's an experienced centre-half, and he has made a lot of mistakes, I know, but at the end of the day, QPR don't score many goals, so it shouldn't be that much of a problem. But as I say, it's never going to be an easy game. No games in the Premier League are easy at all, and I think what Liverpool needs, they don't want to fall into the trap of having one eye on the Real Madrid game, because that's obviously a massive, massive game. But on Sunday, you know, take every game as it comes, and it's vitally important we get 3 points, and we've got to start marching up that table. I mean, we're not too far away from the top four, but realistically, we've got to win on Sunday.
Yeah, same with the next run of games in the Premier League for the Reds. That was my next question, actually. How much of an eye will Brendan have on the Real Madrid game on Wednesday? Because, like you say, massive game. I've got this vision of Touré facing down Ronaldo in the box, and it fills me with dread, to be honest.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, as fans, we're all like looking ahead to the Real Madrid game, but as I touched on there, the QPR game's the most important one at the moment. So, you know, every next game's the most important. So, from that point of view, we've got to be professional about it. And, you know, going ahead to the Real Madrid game, you could have a few players back from injury for that one. I mean, as I said before, I'm open jaw. It's, you know, okay to return for that one, but it's going to be a test for Brendan Rodgers because he's a little bit of an inexperienced manager, and this is going to be the biggest game that he's probably ever encountered. You know, Real Madrid, you know, they won the European Cup, for God's sake. So, at the end of the day, it's going to be huge. And I've got, like, Ronaldo, Bale, Benzema, James Rodriguez. They've got top, top quality players. But I also think that, realistically, defensively, they can be got at. So, hopefully, if Liverpool put pressure on them and impose themselves on the game, then you'd expect goals, wouldn't you? Because I can't see there being a clean sheet in it for us.
Again, you know, you mentioned you take one game at a time, and that's more than understandable. But, of course, the big game midweek, Raheem Sterling. I mean, he says he was tired for international duty. Will Brendan play a full 90 with him on Sunday, or will he be looking to perhaps give him a bit more rest and recovery time so he's super fit for that Real Madrid encounter?
I think it's a possibility that he might sit this one out with Real Madrid in mind. You know, Liverpool have got a bigger squad nowadays, haven't they? So someone like Adam Lallana might come into the team, or, you know, obviously you've got Coutinho as well. So from that point of view, he may well sit it out, or maybe even just play an hour of the game. I'm not sure. But like I say, it's one of them situations now where Liverpool had to get a bigger squad, because when you're in Europe, last season we were close-knit. We only had 13, 14 players to choose from, and it seemed to work. But now we needed a bigger squad, and Brendan's struggling a little bit, I think, rotating the team. But we've had injuries too, so he's got to sort of like master that. And I think this Real Madrid game, you know, these next two games coming up, you could see a couple of changes in the side. But I do think with certain players coming back from injury, like your Sturridges and your Glenn Johnsons, I'm pretty sure they'll play both.